Why do you need blessing? Well,
in the morning, someone comes to you, smile in your face, and wish you good morning. Have a nice day. What do you think? Is it a blessing or cursing? It's a blessing. On your birthday, someone who is near and dear to you brings some gift or flower bouquet and wish you a happy birthday and say, may all the good things, whatever beautiful, whatever pleasant, be yours today, tomorrow, and forever. What do you think? Is it a blessing or cursing? It's a blessing. Well, in ordinary day-to-day life, we receive lots of blessings from your friends, colleagues. But when it comes to the religious aspect, this ordinary blessing is elevated to a great extent to a spiritual realm. And that is what we popularly call as blessing. That is much more than ordinary greetings in happy occasion. In fact, when it comes to this particular point of spiritual aspect of blessing, it has got two major sections: external blessings and internal blessings. External blessing is the sort of blessings in a religious ceremony or in a religious act through spiritual practice. Those who develop spiritual faculties invoke towards the others. Whenever it is your birthday or it is time to go for an interview, or before you get married, perhaps you might go to the temple and ask the venerable monk to do some blessing service for you. When someone is sick in the hospital, you might ask the monks to visit your loved ones in the hospital and do some blessing service. When you are going to settle down in a new house, you may still invite the monks for lunch and share the gift with them and ask them to share the Dharma and do some blessings for your house. And that is what the Buddhists practice. So whenever there is a happy occasion, important moment in your life, you always want the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha to be associated. And this is what we popularly call blessings in Buddhist tradition. And in all the Buddhist countries, we practice it. Now, this religious and spiritual practice, in fact, has its roots in the Buddha himself. In the time of the Buddha, there was this unusual incident happened. Princess Suppavasa was pregnant, and she was pregnant for 7 years and 7 days. It's unusual. Even though it was time to give birth, she still could not deliver her baby. So in this way, she suffered 7 years, and towards the end of the 7 years, 7 days time, she started to have severe pain and suffering, still could not give birth, and she was suffering. And still she was thinking about the virtue of the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and trying to subdue her pain. When she came to a point that she could not tolerate anymore, she addressed her husband and said, "Good sir, please go to the Blessed One. and pay homage to the Blessed One, keeping your head at His feet, and ask whether the Blessed One is free from affliction and whether He is living comfortably. And then said this, Venerable Sir, the Lord, the Princess Supavasa, was in severe pain and suffering without being unable to give birth to her child. Please bless her. So the husband listened to the Princess Supavasa and immediately went to the Buddha and did as he was asked to do. What did the Buddha do? The Buddha said these words, Princess Supavasa, may you be well and happy, may you be free from all the pain, and may you give birth to a healthy son. That's it. Then this husband came back home. When he came back home, the Princess Supavasa has given birth to a healthy son. This son later became a monk and became enlightened. And this enlightened monk is well popular in Buddhist tradition. Venerable Sivadi. He is among all the others recognized as the lucky one, the lucky monk, because he received everything he wants, or excessively. Lot of fruits, requisites, whatever he wished for, wherever he go. People used to bring a lot of things to him. Anyway, that's a different aspect of this story. Now this incident, this is recognized as a blessing. But the Buddha is not an ordinary human being, and he is known as Bhagava, the Blessed One. He became blessed through his actions by cultivating himself, and he became blessings to the world. Rising of the Buddha, in fact, brings so much blessings to the world. Sukho Buddha no Uppado. It is happy, in fact, indeed, it is happy. Rising of the Buddha in the world. So he said, Buddha, rise in the world out of compassion and goodwill, and it is a great blessing to the world. It is a great blessing to sentient beings. That is why the Buddha is known as the Blessed One. Yet another incident. The capital city of Vijaya Kingdom is known as Vesali. This kingdom was very prosperous. People were living happily, and they were in fact quite rich people. But suddenly there was no rain. There was drought. And it existed quite some time. And then, since there was no rain, there was total non-function of food supply. There was no crops, there's no paddy field, and there's no harvesting. People started to die because of hunger. Eventually, the epidemic broke out. So the whole capital city was in devastating situation. The kings of Vijaya country, they invited the Buddha to visit their capital city, thinking that Buddha will bring blessings to them. Buddha, with a large group of monks, visited this capital city. And the moment Buddha went to this city, there was a downfall of rain. And there was heavy rain, and the Buddha, upon arrival, he chanted a special discourse. This discourse is Ratana Sutta. Okay, many of you have learned this. In Ratana Sutta, in fact, what Buddha recites is the virtue of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. At the end of every verses and every stanzas, the Buddha made a truthful assurance. Means with the power of this truth, may there be well and happiness. Many of you are unhappy. So he started to say something virtuous of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and said, with the power of this truth, may there be happiness. May we all unhappy. So this is another incident. There were many such incidents happened, in fact. When some monks were sick, like Venerable Mahakasapa was sick, Buddha delivered or chanted Vajra Suttas, and he recovered from it. When Venerable Girivananda was sick, Buddha asked Venerable Ananda to chant Girivananda Sutta. He became well and happy. We also have heard about Angulimala, the former serial killer who became enlightened monk at a later stage. And when he came across a mother who was in labor pain and unable to give birth to a child, and he too recited certain truthful words, and uttered, and then it is said this lady gave birth to this child without difficulty. And these are some of the incidents that come from the Tipitaka. The sources available in the teachings of the Buddha. Now these are to be recognized as external blessings. In order to bless a person, the person who is doing blessing or the person must be in a situation to bless to the other. So what are the qualities that someone must have to bless the others? First of all, he has to be free from greed, hatred, and delusion. So those enlightened ones, Buddha himself, and great enlightened monks and nuns and other human beings, they are in a favorable situation to bless the others. Why? They are utterly free from all the human defects. They are free from all the defilements. And not only that, they are full of compassion and goodwill. They also have perfect concentration, and they uphold the truth. Because of these wonderful qualities, Buddha and the enlightened ones, they can bless the others, and the others can get immediate result, immediate blessings. But this is recognized external blessings. Other than the enlightened ones, other monks or nuns or lay people who are still following the path to enlightenment, they are also in a situation to bless the others because of their spiritual cultivation. If there's any monk or any nun or any lay person who follow the Noble Eightfold Path, who cultivate ethical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties genuinely and honestly, they are also in a favorable situation to bless the others. Basically, they have to uphold ethical principles by avoiding evil, wicked, immoral practices, by upholding sila, by upholding the principles, the moral principles. Number two, they also have to have compassion, goodwill, friendship, virtue. You also must have some degree of concentration, development of your mind through meditation. And they also must uphold the truth as their fundamental quality. So if any monk or a nun or a lay person who has got these wonderful qualities, even though they are not to the extent of the Buddha or other enlightened ones, they are also in a situation, in a condition that they can bless the others. Other than these two groups, there is one more group who can bless you. And that is none other than your mother and father. Your mother and father can bless you because your mother and father has got so much compassion, so much goodwill, towards you. So mother and father can sincerely bless a child. So these are the three groups of people that found in a, according to Buddhist thinking, that we believe that they can bless the others. Because of that reason, as I said, people, whenever there is important occasion, and we go to the Venerable Monks and Nuns and seek their blessings. So what do the Venerable Monks and Nuns they do? They utter the words of the Buddha, they do meritorious actions, they might practice meditation, or they might engage in some other religious activities, spiritual practices, and they sincerely wish you and bless you, that what we popularly call blessing. So this practice has got the Buddha as its origin, and it has got pure intention of introducing this, and it has got religious and spiritual base. But in modern society, which is highly commercialized, and these practices also in some cases have become commercialized, so you have to be careful when you see blessing. Well, this is anyway external blessing. Buddha also talk about internal blessing. Internal blessing is more powerful than external blessing, in fact. Buddha always encouraged his followers to become an internal blessing. He addressed the monks and said, Atta Deepa Vikkare Vihara. Monks, be a light for yourself. Be a lamp to yourself. Atta Sarana. Depend on yourself. Ananya Sarana. Do not depend on the others. It means practice the Dharma. Cultivate the Dharma. You have the ability to become a light for yourself. So Buddhism encouraged us to become a blessed one. How can we be the blessed one? By taking the path to be a blessed one. What is this path that leads to blessed one? Nothing other than Noble Eightfold Path. This is the path that leads from dark to light. This is the path that leads from light to light. Where ordinary human being were to adopt this path, and eventually he will become an extraordinary human being. If a wicked, immoral, unwholesome human beings were to practice this path, they will become compassionate human beings. Such is the path. So Buddhism is a message of transformation. We can transform to become better human beings. We can be a blessing to the society by following the path of the Buddha. Dhammachari sukham seti asmin loke parangiche. Buddha says, those people who practice the Dhamma, they become happy and joyful in this life, and they become happy and joyful after the death. Such is the Buddha's teaching that produces internal blessing. Each and every human being has got potential, the capacity, ability to become enlightened human being. But that comes from nothing but through practice. You need to practice in order to become a blessed one. So you have the blessing within yourself, and you have to develop your ethical, spiritual, and intellectual faculties in order to be a blessing to yourself, and in order to be a blessing to the society. So Buddhism is pariyatti, patipatti, and parivedha. Understanding and practice must go in hand order to realize and become a blessed one. So Buddhism talks about two types of blessing. One is external, the other one is internal. Internal blessing is much more powerful than external blessing. External blessing is temporary, and it can give temporary solution. But internal blessing can make you be a blessed one and become a source of light for the others. So I encourage all of you to develop your internal blessings and wish all of you to be a blessed one day by cultivating your own qualities following the noble path.